Blog Talk Radio.
That's new.
No.
I like it.
Oh, you haven't,
the doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Thanks, everybody. Oh, boy, I'm glad it's Friday. How do the rest of you feel? Oh, I see a lot of hands in the studio audience. Oh, yes, you're happy, too.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
And isn't it sad, though, how fast the weekend goes?
It does.
It does.
It's only 2 days.
I know. We need 3 or 4, I really think. Anyway, I'm Deborah Lee, and if you're new to the show, you're only going to be new this first one time.
Yep. Now the one first time also.
Yes. And joining me here riding shotgun is Jimbo Baggins. He is hosting the Psychic Love Doctor show on Facebook Live. So if you want to watch us in action, go there. Otherwise, you're listening to us on Blog Talk Radio. We also have sitting in the wings our very own Veronica. And she's going to give you rebel card readings tonight. Friday's our day, for a show where we need to have some bold rebel card reading pronouncements.
Right.
So it is an actual deck. If you really like the rebel card deck, you can go to...
I will send you a link.
Oh, Amazon. Yes, that's right. Veronica is an affiliate, and we want to funnel everything to Amazon.
How can they do that, though?
Yeah.
Do you have a Veronica text message site for them?
No, but I could probably send it. I'll send it. If you send a message to Deb, I will send a message back to you.
Okay, got that? So send me a message if you're interested.
Not during the show.
That's going to be a new feature that we're bringing in soon. I'll tell you more about it later. The Psychic Love Doctor Preferred Products List.
Ooh, yeah. There we go. Yep.
Yes. So I am just going to tell you right now, remember, not tarot, not oracle, not angel, not any of the, oh my goodness, there's like a whole universe of different methods out there that you can use, excuse me, to accurately predict the future. These are ordinary poker cards, okay? My grandmother taught me how to intuitively read them. And it's been such a life-changing, eye-opening experience over the past 30-plus years. I know the intro says 20-plus, but it's really 30-plus.
That shows you how old the intro is.
Right. Also, I have witnessed quite a few miracles that have occurred through the, I believe it's divine intervention that comes through a reading. I take absolutely no credit. I'm just the messenger.
Right.
So with that said, I'm going to turn this over to our esteemed, whatever you are.
Hi, I'm whatever I am.
We like whatever to pick on him. Over to Jimbo. He's got a couple of quick announcements, and then we are leaping into reading.
Yeah, we got a couple callers already lined up.
Hang in there.
And when they're on hold. And when you're on hold and you call in, they can hear the show. So don't worry, folks. We know you're on hold. You have not been forgotten. We just got to get the show going. We want to currently remind everybody the show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. But we hope everybody enjoys themselves.
Because. It's actually huge, like an ocean.
So you see what I just did?
No.
I just unmuted us now. So now all the lip readers don't have to worry about it now.
Oh, my goodness. We need to have an alarm.
Yeah.
Beatings will commence after the show.
Well, I'm going to film you beating yourself because when you grabbed that mic and moved it around, you grabbed the button.
Well, I wondered why it was blinking.
You should have said something to me.
Anyway, if you missed out on some stuff here.
Let's see. I think it's pretty impressive that our folks that are on audio only held on.
I am too.
knowing they couldn't hear the show, we apologize. Hey, we had the mute button going, so we know that works now.
And you know, here's the thing. I've often suspected over the years that because this method is so filled with light, love, faith, hope, all of these wonderful, you know, spiritually nurturing gifts, that dark forces like to screw with us. Let's put it plain.
Yeah, and the Facebook folks. Yeah, the Facebooks, we don't use that mic. We use the camera mic, so Facebook could hear us fine.
Okay.
No,
okay.
But can you imagine being a blog talker 6-7 minutes into the show and you hear nothing on hold? That's pretty dedicated that they held.
Yeah, very sorry about that, folks.
Yeah, but at least they probably assumed correctly that we were having some kind of issue.
I'm glad they waited.
All right, let me continue on. We reminded them also now that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. But I'm not going to say why again. And we want to tell everybody the contact information because that's the name of the game. Number 515-602-9676. You can call in. You can Skype that number too. You can Skype it. We get Skypers domestically that prefer to Skype in.
Mm-hmm.
Probably maybe it works good. They can do it on their computer. They don't need to grab a phone. It's convenient for them. You can do it internationally. It won't be as expensive as an international call plan on your cell phone.
Oh, by far.
It'll be a little bit more than domestic, but domestic is literally peanuts.
Yeah, I don't really think it's much at all.
You don't even notice it.
Mm-hmm. No,
Oh, and also,
mm-hmm.
for those that cannot do either for one reason or another, Deborah Lee is who you shall message on Facebook Messenger. And you have to be friends with her. I'm sorry, I got a little bit of hiccup.
And you will come through a Messenger portal, Facebook portal. But we aren't going to turn it around so everybody will
When they couldn't, then we couldn't, because we have to be able to control the buttons and stuff. So it always has to face us.
So you don't have to be looking your best.
And you can go audio, too.
You don't have to worry about, you know.
You can go audio.
Yes.
A lot of people just call in audio only on there. It's your call. It's your call, so to speak. Okay, and when you do call on your cell phone, I understand waiting for quite a few minutes, got to be on speaker. Otherwise, you'll go insane if you're not on speaker. But please take speaker off when we're actually doing the reading. Because otherwise it kind of gets all jacked up on our end. And we're kind of staring at each other, trying to pick up words and stuff like that. Also, don't move around. It's very convenient to cell phone and run around and do stuff. But
find your sweet spot and
stay
there.
Relax. Chill. If you're bouncing around, it starts getting bad on our end again after it goes through the internet and all that stuff. And the background noises you might not really care about. Windows down, maybe you're outside in traffic, you're in a mall, that could be really bad news for us. You know, if you got kids and dogs that are playing, give them some quiz or something like that, you know, whatever, a sedative of your choice.
He's playing.
Totally semi-cardo.
Maybe it's instead of the soup of the day, it's the sedative of the day.
But I'm too.
He's just playing around.
All right, let me give that number again. Somebody just asked. It is 515-602-9676. We have an infinite queue. You don't have to worry about getting a busy signal. And when you connect, now that we have the mute button back to normal, you'll be able to hear the show while you wait.
And if you get dropped, please call back.
Yeah. Every once in a while, they shuffle the numbers around on me, and I click. What I'm thinking is the caller ending, and I click somebody that was waiting, and I feel shame. I feel much shame. Right, speaking of callers, let's rock and roll.
Let's jump in, shall we?
We're going to go to our first caller. Our first caller is, we've got more coming up. We got first caller is 917 from New York. 917, welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show. You're caller number one.
Well, hello there. What is your first name, please?
Happy Friday, Tina.
Tina, what a pleasure to have you kick off the Friday show for us. To those who others who are listening, this young lady has been with us, it seems like, forever.
From the beginning.
Yeah, very much so.
Long, long time.
And you'll get like that, too, because
indeed,
that's the beauty of these readings, is that you want to build on them. Okay, so Tina, what's happening in your world this evening?
Hey, yeah, he is beautiful. That two-tone is amazing.
What is?
Your hair.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you. I really wanted to try something new and even added. Ta-da, if you can see it.
Yeah, it matches your outfit. You wasn't playing with us today.
You're out there and you're feeling bored with your hair. And everybody can use a pick-me-up every once in a while. Let it get long enough that you can put elastic around it and then get some, they're very cheap, hair pieces. And I've got like a ponytail and a bun. And
should I put that in the stripper list as well?
Well, thank you, Tina. That makes me feel good. In January, I turned 65, and I'm not ready to give in to the number.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You look young. Yes. So you want to look like you at that age.
I'm very well preserved. It might be the rum. We don't know.
All right, honey, what can I do for you?
Yes, I would like to ask about Todd and his my daughter.
About Ty?
Todd?
Yes, and my daughter, yes.
From years ago, Todd?
Is he your boo?
Yes, you know, he's new. Yes, it's a new. I've known him, but yes. Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
And her daughter.
Okay, let's start with Todd.
Thank you.
All right. Do you have any concerns? Is there anything special about Todd you want us to zero in on?
No, whatever the caller wants me to know. Thank you.
All right.
Okay,
she's
asked about Todd before. They're friends, been friends for a couple of years, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're likely a little more than friends.
Right.
That's her boo.
It's her boo.
It's her current boo-boo. Oh, hey, yeah. Boo-boo. All righty.
All right, I'm laying the cards out. Those of you listening that are new, I use a full 24-card layout. I prefer it over just a random draw of a few cards. Now, others do well with that, so I'm not trying to kick the shovel out of anybody's hands out there. But for me, this is my comfort zone. And if you ever do a one-on-one session with me, we'll be repeatedly laying the cards down as per your question.
However long you want to spend with your session, yes.
So, Tina, I'm curious, as I'm laying the cards out, how romantic is this relationship?
Well, it's, you know, we've been friends and we're moving forward. So, you know, I move slow.
Mm-hmm. You know, friendship is the absolute best foundation there is for a future long-term relationship, as in marriage, you know, any kind of union like that. Is everything okay?
Continue on.
Okay. What I'm seeing here is he's really got his mind on figuring out how he can offer you a future that is secure and can help you in your work. I mean, I really think you've got yourself, like we always say, a dolphin here, Tina.
Aww.
Out here in Virginia Beach, we are home to the largest naval base in the world. And the saying is, there are many fish in the sea, very few dolphins. So if you get yourself a dolphin, that is one heck of a partner to have. And yeah, I feel he's in this. He's all in.
Oh, he's all in.
Mm-hmm. And I really think that your relationship is going to keep going steadily forward. Now tell me about your daughter.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to check on her. That's all.
And how is she doing? Did she move back home?
She did, but she has a friend. She's traveling with her little friend, so just 22-ing.
Okay. But she didn't get that dog, right?
The dog?
No, she didn't get the dog. Yeah, she stressed me out about the dog. She was getting ready to finance the dog.
And you know, the thing is, you were going to end up taking care
yeah.
of the dog.
It was going to be all about you. Were like,
yes,
oh,
I would have.
Yeah,
no, I would have been calling in with the dog barking.
Well,
we got a bunch of those ourselves.
My advice for you is to kind of go slow with her. She's a little bit confused about, I mean, I see question marks all around her as far as what direction to take.
Very common for the youth.
And she is young. I mean, isn't she in her 20s?
22.
Okay. I think she's going to come to you for some advice from what I see here. But go gently. Remember, these kids all think they know everything.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they come to us when they're stumped. But even then, they're like, yeah, yeah, well, I knew that.
Yeah.
So
that's what mine is.
I think you're going to be instrumental, though, in helping her find her true direction.
She's straight up for no reason. She has a friend that's the same age that doesn't have anywhere to live. So she tried to move the girl into the house, too. So now they're renting a room out or Airbnb. She's straight up for no reason.
Do you want to have another person in the house?
Well, not really. I mean, I would have, but she didn't even ask me. She just brought the girl here.
Yeah, it's a negative ghostwriter.
Yeah. Right. She's not a minor where she needs to go to you for everything, but she needs to respect your boundaries.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay.
She just moved the girl in. Do you see, is she going to stay friends with the girl, or are they going to get an apartment?
Oh, I would have launched that.
I don't think they're going to stay friends for long. As I found out when I was young like that, roommates can turn out to be a really bad marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I don't think these two are really that compatible, if you know what I mean. I think the girl she's moved in is a kind of wild, crazy, and make sure they are well aware of whatever house rules you lay down.
Right.
And I also think you should give them a time limit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm not
sure. No, they moved back out. They're waiting to room out. She moved. No, I said something and she left. I said the girl couldn't come. So she left when I said the girl could only come like one day. So she was offended.
Okay, so they've left. That's good.
Well, at least that was the right thing to do, at least.
Yeah, and I really think your daughter's going to have her eyes opened and realize this isn't a really quality friend for her.
That's a bummer.
Quality life, direction of life.
Well, you know, it's hard to find really good friends in life. My own father used to say, if you have three really good friends for life, boy, you're doing...
Then you're lucky.
Yeah, you're doing good.
Yeah, and a lot of people have different definitions of good friends.
Well, with the price of gas and everything, she needs to move back home and save her money. She's struggling for no reason.
Yes, you're right.
Yes, but some people want, the independence of living alone thing, they make it invaluable.
And how about your son? It's looking like you've got to keep your eye on him.
Oh, really? What does he do? What does he want me to do?
You love him to death and he loves you. But he has a sneaky side.
Sneaky snake.
Yeah, where I think it's likely part of the age. But he reminds me very much, of my youngest son. Hold on, everybody on Facebook. You just went kaboom. But we're here.
It didn't even get over the
Yeah.
It just fell.
We're just having our technical problems like crazy tonight. Tina, I think, though, that he needs to get right. Sometimes he reminds me of one of my sons who wasn't good at crime. And we used to say to him, you're not a good criminal. So how about if you, if you try to just fly right.
Right.
So just keep your eye on him because I think you're going to,
He always seemed to be in the wrong place at the right time.
And
always.
Besides, mothers have an instinct.
Yeah.
No,
we
but
know.
You know what? I think you keep, when you keep bringing up my son, you keep bringing up someone that was my godson. Like when you said my son was going to have a child, that was my godson. And he's not, he is, you're describing him to a T. That's probably him.
That's very likely.
Very true, yeah.
Remember?
Because my godson had a baby. As soon as you said it, he had a baby like a week later.
All right. I'm glad you set me straight. Remember, I am not infallible, and it's hard to know who all the players are in person, playing field here.
Okay, well, I'll make sure to know that.
God, Tina, yes.
He's definitely not a good criminal. You're right, but I had him since he was a baby, so that's why he's close in the spirit.
Kind of like a son.
Very much like a son.
Yes.
A son of the heart. And you know, he's going to straighten out. I just hope he does before he ends up doing some time in jail.
Oh, well, I distanced myself from him. You're right. I distanced myself. I just was there when he had that baby. I brought him a phone, and that was it. Well, I'm going to have to disconnect from him in the spirit if he keeps coming up like that. I'm going to have to pray.
Yeah. You know what, though? Give him time. He's going to straighten out, and he's going to make all of you very proud.
Yes.
Later.
Said that.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, well, Tina, here's your rebel card.
Stand by.
Yes. And you got a feeling you just can't shake. Listen to the little voice.
I don't think his glass is big enough. He needs a bigger glass.
Who? Oh, the
your friend that was just drinking the glass. No, the gentleman on the show, that glass isn't big enough.
Oh, oh Jim, right.
I'm pacing myself.
Yeah.
We're going to do it again.
All right, listen
Rebel
now.
Card. You've got a feeling you just can't shake. The little voice inside your head, listen to it.
What do you think that means, Tina? I think you know. I think it has to do with Todd.
That's what I have to think about it.
Ooh.
Yes.
Brown cow.
It seems that there's a future there. And Tina, we're building a list here, so I'm gonna have to wish you well for the weekend and hope we hear from you again real soon.
And it was cool that you were caller
Thank
number
you.
One.
Thank you so much
Thank
for
you
calling.
All.
We love you.
Yes, have a great weekend. Love you. Bye bye.
Oh, we love you too.
Sayonara.
Take care, honey. Bye bye.
No, I know that when Kyle was on, we would hang out, we all laugh. Needs to come and make a guest appearance so that Tina can call in and they could chat.
Oh, yeah, Tina. Kyle often asks about you.
Yeah.
She may not be listening.
Yeah, well, she might be.
He asks probably every time.
So we'll get him around one of these days. Yes.
His hours are not compatible.
I know.
All right, well, bring it on. I think
we
might know who this is.
Well, I'm pretty sure we do. But anyway, let's go remind all the listeners of Talk Radio. And Facebook Live, but are just listening, maybe not being able to watch what I type. 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in on your phone, and that is the number you can use. If you can't do those things, when we are open, right now we got a couple callers, but when our callers are void, we will take the Facebook Messenger folks, and they have to Messenger Deborah Lee.
Yes, so don't leave. Don't dash off.
Yeah, I mean, you have patience. Patience comes, good things come to those who wait. Right?
Yes, indeed.
All right.
Yes, indeed.
Enough philosophy. Let's go to area code 806 from the great state of Texas. 806.
Texas.
Hello.
Here's another one of our great regulars.
Did you pick up babysitting or have children real quick?
Yes. What's happening there?
I have 10 kids. No, I'm just kidding. No, those are my nieces.
How cute.
Oh, are these nieces?
Nieces, as in girls.
As in girls.
My brother, he's out of town for the afternoon, so I'm helping him. I'm watching them for dinner until he gets back.
Oh, all right. Well, what's happening, Danielle? What can you tell us?
I just want to do a Danielle checkup. Like, I want to know what the cards say for me. I had a pretty good week, you know, just working and staying busy. And we had some snow today, but it's already melted.
I heard about that.
We have a bad storm coming later.
Yep.
This evening.
Oh, no.
Well, there's not going to be any snow. That's the worst thing that can happen here.
For
other
people, different story. Yeah. Real quick, international shout-out to Louise. From the land of UK.
There you
go. All right, Daniel, any news on the job?
No, I still haven't got any emails back or anything like that. So I'm still waiting. I'm still hoping.
I would suggest you send them an email, unless you already have, and just say thank you so much.
No, I haven't sent an email yet, but I'm going to, I think, you know, like if I don't hear anything, by Monday, I'm going to send an email on Monday just because, I haven't heard anything from them. But after I did have that Zoom interview, I did send an email saying, like, you know, thank you for, you know, your opportunity on the Zoom. And then, like, he sent one back. And when he sent one back, that's whenever he said, can you send some writing samples? Can you send, you know, more work?
Okay, well, maybe it's just taking a little while. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he said, like, during the initial interview, he did say, like, we are, you know, looking at some other people. So I think he said, like, 2 weeks or, you know, he was like, we're going to be discussing and then we'll make the final choice.
And I really think you have your ducks all in a row. The only thing.
Yes, I hope so.
The only reason that you might be eliminated would be somebody comes with more experience.
Right.
And there's nothing you can do about that.
Uh-huh.
So you gotta get some under your belt.
Right.
And you will.
And you will.
You got to keep plucking away.
Right.
Absolutely. Under sure to come true, which you know is my favorite designation in the whole layout. Oh, you are going to be celebrating news that is on the way.
That's been
so. I think we're going to be celebrating. Okay. So be careful with your money, Danielle. I'm seeing that you might run short.
Oh.
Or you might.
Oh,
accept,
no.
Yeah. You might. Everybody, watch your bank account, especially for little purchases.
Yeah, those little ones get you. But usually the bank catches them. After like $5 or $6 goes out 10 or times or whatever, they test it first. That's usually flagged.
Yeah.
Or some big gigantor one. They'll be like, whoa, you never make those purchases.
Yeah.
What's up?
Exactly. But I see here that just watch. If you're buying things online, make sure you're only paying $50, not $500.
Right.
I'm pretty like, you know, not crazy spending just because. I know I don't want it. Like, I don't need to be spending crazy, but I have been seeing, like, a lot of people are getting scammed on Amazon.
Oh, I know.
Really?
And one of the things that comes to me, but I'm sharp enough to know, an email that says it's from Amazon, and they're ready to ship, like, a $1,400 computer.
Right. Yeah. I've gotten texts like that, too.
My mom just got a $293 geek. The Geek Squad is on their way.
Yes.
Don't play into that.
Yeah, and they have little weird-looking links in their text or email.
Yeah.
If you like.
Right, like creepy links.
Yes.
Yeah, you look at the link, and it's got, like, a bunch of letter numbers that make no sense at all whatsoever. Like, ain't going to play.
Well, Danielle, my card for you looked very good. That was just a little cautionary message for you. Watch your money. All right, let's give her a raffle card
so she can get out.
Okay, thank you.
She forgot to sedate her children.
She did. She broke her.
I never forgot.
Okay, you are talented and effing amazing.
Yes.
The world needs your power. Use your voice. Don't use it for dumb shiz.
No dumb shiznet. But why don't you shoot the moon and apply for some other radio jobs too?
Yeah, you should apply for $4 million.
I need to apply for some other ones.
Yeah, even if it's a place you don't even really want to go, just get more experience.
And maybe they'll surprise you and throw you some kind of offer that makes you want to.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yes.
Didn't even know you want.
The price is right. The flight's tonight.
All right, honey, you take care.
Okay,
mind.
Thank you. I will.
Oh,
y'all have a good
mind.
Weekend.
Well,
bye.
All right, honey, take care.
Hope you can find the children's NyQuil.
I love it. I don't know why I can't remember it.
You know, you got to watch that. I worry that people that
this
I knew.
This is for, you know, whatever we're saying.
What?
This is for entertainment and
informational purposes
only. So we're joking. Every single thing we say is that we're joking.
And if you take me to court and sue me, you get a bunch of socks with holes in them. That's my worth. So roll with that to your lawyer.
All righty.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh,
sorry,
somebody else has waited quite a long time.
They have. And we already, Louise, I don't know if Lisa's still watching. That was great that she stopped by from UK.
Louise is
from the
UK.
What
we were talking about earlier.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Anyway, we're at the Humpsville, so we got to do our thing.
Okay.
Halfway point of the show.
Ahead.
Almost exactly.
Company
a tiny bit over. Reminder, this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
And we hope everybody enjoys themselves.
Yes, we do.
Call in number 515-602-9676. On your phone or on Skype. Skype is always an option. Yeah. Like I said, we have domestic people that like Skype. Probably because they're in a place where their phone maybe sucks, you know, but they have internet.
That's true.
Or if you're international or whatever. Whatever reason. Or you're a Skype fan, whatever you want. And
yes.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say. Getting a reading like this. This
right.
method is so revolutionary. We can actually perceive the future and change it while we're still in the present. And that's where change come into play here. So it's not definitely not all gloom and doom.
Right.
Yeah, we can show you a great deal of happiness, joy, you name it. Yeah. Okay, let's do it.
Also, for the folks that can't call in, Facebook Messenger, Deborah Lee, but you have to be friends.
That's right.
Our post, we kind of made that clear. Some people might be late coming in. But don't Messenger unless we ask. And there's a pretty good chance it's going to happen. Now, he typically does before the show's up, except Mondays is different. But let's do it. All right. We've given all the info, all the calls. We have one waiting, and that caller is from, hang on. Drum roll, because I want them to hear us introduce them.
Yes.
It is from area code 317, which I see as being Indiana. 317, welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show.
Hi, Indiana. How are you, and what's your first name?
Hi, my name is Allie. Well, my first name is Betty, but I go by Allie, and I've called in before and talked to you.
Yeah. And, my dear, I've received your email, and I understand... You know, you wrote an email explaining your situation. The
right.
problem is it. We can't give insight on medical or legal matters.
Especially when it's maybe something that is not appropriate for some shows.
Well, the thing is, we don't have the credentials to look at this kind of thing. So the internet gods or powers that be prefer that we don't. And so I'm really terribly sorry. Do you have a different question you might want to ask?
Or word it differently?
I got a question. She left her callback information on her 800 number.
Yeah.
So you can address that with her then, right?
You definitely can.
Yeah. Why don't you let me call back? We're going to talk about this, everybody, before you call it a night with us. I have an introductory offer running on my 800 service. Where you're going to be able to get 10 free minutes. And Allie, I will get back to you tomorrow.
If that's okay, is tomorrow going to be good?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
And I will speak privately.
Oh, sorry, doctor. Yeah. You don't have to leave now. She can ask a different question, though, right?
Yeah.
Ask a different question.
I already have it all written down, so I'm ready for you.
Yeah, we got you here. Let's just go. There has to be some other stuff that are concerning in your life right now.
Okay, the guy I've been seeing, you said you see marriage and all that. So, and I met him over the internet. He is who he says, right?
Okay, look at that.
Oh, that's a good question. There you go. That is actually a very smart and good question to ask.
Yes. Has he made plans to come and see you?
Well, he says he is and, you know, works an issue. So, I mean, he promises that he's coming to see me.
Okay. Is there a long distance involved?
I think there is.
Yeah, he's California.
Oh, I think I remember this. We had this.
Yes, I remember your name
before.
Now.
Yeah.
Do you both do video chat or anything where you can actually see him?
No, haven't done
that
video chat.
That needs to happen.
That needs to be
you've got a deal breaker soon.
Yeah. Not saying anything because I know other people are sometimes weary about seeing meetup or whatever online.
There's a certain point where you have to do that.
There's a certain point where you should probably do a face-to-face conversation.
And if they don't, that's a flag.
And if they don't want to,
they
kind of wonder why.
Right.
You haven't been giving him any money, have you?
I have gave him money, yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you right here to everybody. I did this, too, a few years ago. But I gave a man that said he could not do video chat with me. He even said my late husband had sent him to me to be with me. I lost $85,000 mm-hmm. to that. So, hon,
be careful.
Yeah, I'm going to say I don't think he's acting alone with you. Now, I felt initially, because he was doing such a good job with his energy.
But it's all this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It's all typing on the keyboard. It's not, so that could be multiple people.
All your cards say is be careful and get actual evidence that he is who he says he is.
No more money ever again. Ever.
Don't do it.
Right.
Famous person.
He's a famous person.
Yeah, well, we'll see. But famous people typically don't need money.
You know, also what you can do is a reverse, what do they call it, where you do it on Google? It's a reverse, gosh, somebody out there say it.
Image?
Yeah, reverse image where you could put his picture.
I don't, yeah.
And it'll show you all the...
I've tried that. Who he says he is, he asks for money time to time, says send it for his foundation.
Check out the foundation.
Yeah, and I mean, really check it out. Just don't do one search and be happy when you find a
result. Yeah, I didn't do that.
And you got to dig hard.
I have a son that found my scammer.
Dig. You got to spend days and days of digging to be
and
safe.
And it broke my heart. I was devastated.
You know what? If somebody cares about you, they don't need your money.
Mm-mm. If anything, they'd want to give you money.
Yeah, they would, you know, it's like, you could say, I don't have money for charities right now, sorry. And they wouldn't make it a big deal.
Allie, let me call you tomorrow. We'll talk.
Okay.
We'll make it fast.
We'll do a follow-up.
As long as she likes, right?
Well, right. If you want to stay on, and this is to everybody else, you get 10 free minutes. Normally it's 5, but I'm making it 10. And we're going to give out the number during the
not during a caller, right. So just keep listening.
And if you want to stay on, it's for however long anybody
wishes. Absolutely. That's what's cool about it.
Yeah, and it's after the 10 minutes, it's $1 a minute.
I mean, you really can't stay out for 1 minute because what are you going to do? Have a quick little card reading in 1 minute. So obviously you got to have a little bit of time.
Right.
They may have a minimum if I remember. I think it was.
The recording tells.
5 minutes.
The recording tells.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'll get in touch with you tomorrow, Allie. All right?
Yeah, you can email back.
And we'll talk more.
Through the email.
Okay, thank you.
All right, honey. Take care. All right. Take care.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah. Bye. Thanks for calling.
Yes. You know, there's so many people out there like me.
How about giving her a robocard reading?
Oh, gosh.
She might be listening.
Put the phone down. Too much screen time is making you awkward and sad.
Aww.
Go talk to a live person. I have never gotten this card before. Ever.
I know.
As soon as I got it, I was like, I'm going to just put it over here. But that, the fact that she's not seeing this person's face, you need to get him face-to-face. And again, if he won't meet up with you.
Now, here's the thing.
But she's smart and thinking about it because she asked about it.
Yeah. Initially, when I read her card, he did a very good job.
At hiding
who he was and portraying.
It could be one person.
Now that I see two.
Right. Well, yeah, it's a team effort. There have been multiple 700 people.
These people are not stupid.
No.
They have your details on a piece of paper.
I'm sure they're just like the CIA. They probably have meetings. Okay, here's the angle you go with this one. Here's the angle you go with that one.
And when you're selling a certain product, they're like, here's what to say if she says this. Here's what to say if she has
this. It's an algorithm.
Yeah. Yeah.
But watch their spelling and watch their grammar. Now, the one that I was scammed by, he did very well. He said he was from another country. But was bilingual. He knew a lot about the process of having a dual citizenship. They're not stupid.
They're not.
Yeah, but if
the
they
stupid
have...
stupid ones don't make much money.
No.
Is what I think, right.
Yeah, they unfortunately pick on the elderly that
they're doing another
smart
thing.
About the internet.
They're doing something on Facebook now that I am particularly ticked off about. And I don't know if you ever get it, but a lot of times I get this. It's like the same paragraph over and over under a post saying, oh, your posts are so wonderful. And I've been trying to send you a friend request, but it won't go through. So could you please, and right away I'll type in there, sorry, I don't communicate with scammers.
Right.
Because they want you to add them as
yes,
a friend.
And then they got you.
So then they don't look like a scammer.
Right. Yeah, I've seen them a lot of the time, and I go and I just block.
Another thing, scroll through their profile. If they don't have any posts
or they're brand new and they've just been posted the last February 2nd and there's 300 photos, you know that's up.
Yeah. So you've got to pay attention, and
really?
There are many places to report these.
Yeah.
These people. And the FBI has a page. There's another one that I've given to, or submitted these burnt men.
There's a few places. Interpol, if it's international,
mm-hmm.
there's the Interpol has a, you go to Interpol's website, there's a place to report that kind of stuff to.
So I'm really glad she brought that up. And, you know, they prey on people that really are lonely or they're grieving.
Just too honest and trustworthy. Basically, the bottom line, everybody's too trustworthy, the ones they prey on.
Well,
yeah. They want to believe that all humans are good. And there's a couple little apples that'll rotten and spoil the bunch, and those apples will kick your ass if they get a hold of you, boy.
They will.
No, just be careful.
Kick
public
your
service
arse. Your arse, as I like to say, isn't that the slang term in English?
Arse.
Arse. Arse.
You know, I look back myself. My card showed he was not real as that individual. There were like 3-4 different men around this. But when your heart is really involved, when you really feel invested, you don't want to know the truth.
Don't want to know the truth.
I was a grieving widow, and I got, you said a word, I guess scammed. So are you looking for questions for me?
I'm just letting everybody know that we're wide open, Messenger's open. And as well are the phone lines. Whoever is first, we will take them first.
We also have frequently asked questions that people have told me over and over. We'll do this now and we'll do it again right before the show ends.
Yeah, let everybody know about this.
If you would like to have the 800 phone number, don't worry about it if you don't get it written down tonight.
Right.
Because if you go to my own website, which is Psychic Love Doctor, .com.
Which is Facebook. People watching this, it's behind us. You might not be able to read
it.
But it's
not Facebook. It's on the internet.
I'm sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Go there, and it's right up in the right-hand corner, whether I'm on or not.
Yep, on or not. Yep.
It gives the phone number and my agent number. I had to have an agent number, even though the 800 service is just for me.
Well, because you could expand. As you have students and your courses, when your courses go online and you get people that go take your advanced course, they will be agents.
So the number is 844-772-7292. And my extension is 57.
77777.
Mm-hmm.
Not hard to remember, but it's so many you can get them mixed up.
Yeah.
But the best thing I recommend is if you go to the psychiclovedoctor.com, you can look at that top right corner, and if she's not there and you don't feel like dealing with leaving callbacks, you don't have to worry about it. It'll be green, and you can click it.
Green.
It says and has color coded.
It says the doctor is in?
Pretty much.
It says, the agent, whatever, she's ready. If it's, it'll be green.
Cool.
It's kind of like a tiny little thing.
How do you get that on there?
It was through the website Masta. He put it on there, the link.
And if I perchance am not there, it will say that I'm unavailable. You're able to leave me a message.
Yeah, you are.
And you get into the queue where they make me, well, not make me, but, you know, the queue comes first to call, to call back.
Yeah, you have the option to request a call back. And the nice thing about that is if she's not there, you can go through all, because there's this little step process if you're new. You have to do a few things when you're new. And then when she calls you back, you're good to go.
Yeah.
Wham, bam, bam, bam,
feel connected.
They give you a recording when they call you and say, Deborah Lee is returning your call, or, you know, saying, Deborah Lee is on the line. Is this a time when you would like to go ahead with the call? And if, say, you're at work or something, you can say no.
Sure.
And then I will be let, it's really very cool.
It is. And, you know, I went and did it as a user just to see if there's any problems that we needed to tell our folks. But it's very, it's really, I have nothing to tell you because it's self-explanatory. I went through the whole process and even remember we did a callback. We did all our experiments. We want to make sure that there was any bugs we could be able to tell you about it, but there are none.
Exactly. And here's the thing. You don't have to commit to a 30-minute reading.
No.
Right.
You can, if you go, oh, my goodness, I have this date tonight. I don't know. I'd like Deborah to tell me.
Right.
Is this going to be a great date or a, you know,
sure.
hot
sure.
or not? Mm-hmm. And we can just talk for a couple minutes and that's it.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
you can, and then
yeah.
you can-
Yes, and you can see if you leave an account, and a lot of my
yeah,
callers
some people actually
do,
like to preload it.
You can leave it; it won't disappear. It'll stay there.
Yeah, forever and ever. Iron.
Yes.
Okay. It looks like all the lines are open.
Mm-hmm.
And
Fridays are iffy.
Well, I did one. I'm trying to think. Patsy stopped in to say, "Hey, I love you all." So
hey, Patsy.
She gave us a hi. She's not here.
Oh. Yeah.
I guess
we
had a lot of that. It seemed like a lot of people got stuff going on tonight.
Probably,
we had a lot of people rolling in on a Friday saying, just saying hi.
Well, you know.
And then they rocked and rolled.
I know that a lot of places, either tonight and tomorrow, are doing their St. Patty's Day parade.
Yes, the parade got canceled.
And our
parade
got
ours
canceled.
Did because of the crappy weather coming tomorrow.
And I know a couple other in New York also got canceled.
But it
so
could be a party tonight.
It could be a party tonight because it's going to be so crappy tonight.
A lot of them are having what they call like a pre, because it's a week, Friday, Saturday. It's a reason to get people to come over. Even a pre St. Patty's Day, because St. Patty's Day is in the middle of the week.
I have a St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, I got an email from Park Lane Tavern with something
wanting
about
you
that
to
too.
Come.
They're just saying, hey, you know, it's a weekend, come out and get ready for St. Patrick's Day type of stuff.
I think it's awesome that the male servers and bartenders there wear. I'm going to call it a skirt, but I think it's a kilt.
Yeah. Do they still do it?
I don't know. We haven't been there in ages.
Right. Right. There we do. Yeah, you're right.
Need to. Maybe we could just go and look in Google where men wear kilts.
Before COVID went down.
Yeah.
And we were all working at work and did not work it from home. That was a pretty frequent week or two stop for us after work. It's a cool place. All right. Anyway.
I've never heard of it.
Something.
You never heard of Park Lane Tavern?
Oh,
I don't think I've ever been to a tavern, except for Kelly's.
Well, remember the word tavern in this country is very, people throw it around loosely. It doesn't mean it is a tavern. It's really a really great, nice, it's a very nice restaurant and bar.
Yeah, I don't really go places. I suck.
You know, one thing I'd
like. Well, she says she sucks, all right?
I'd like to put this out there to everybody who may be listening or will be listening because it will be recorded, do try to remember you are not at the mercy of life. You actually have a tremendous amount of power and ability to take the path you want to take. A lot of times, we women are going to sit in the caboose of our own train because we put everything and everybody in front of us.
Yeah.
We need to get up there with the engineer.
Yeah.
And help steer that train to take us where we need to go. We also, what's the problem?
You typically don't steer a train.
Well, I don't know what you do if you're up there looking out the window.
Whatever, come on! What do you do when you are driving a train?
You're an engineer. You make sure that all the...
The coal is in the bucket.
Those are the cool days when they actually were steam trains. That was cool stuff.
And if you're
but
if you're going along a certain track and you see where it can be switched,
see, you have to switch that. There's a handle.
So you press a button.
That guy in the engineer doesn't switch squat. Well, they do nowadays because everything's electronic. Back in the old days, remember the old days? Somebody had to go up there and do the switch.
Somebody had to go and do the switch. Yeah, so I need to be that person.
I agree. I prefer the captain of a ship. I like that. Terminals are better because they still have to steer that.
Grab on that to the helm.
It's like, boom, spinning the wheel, right? You are in command of the wheel.
And you could turn it and turn it and turn it and turn it, and that's only like a knot.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about
something.
Questions that she has questions that she gets so much, we have a list.
Okay.
And I think we're down to number three, are we not? We did those.
Oh, yes.
All right. We got about 10 minutes ish. So it's kind of cool. If somebody
still call.
Yeah, if anybody jumps into your phone line, you can just jump in and interrupt this question. We'll save it for next time. What do you remember most out of reading from the past?
Oh, boy.
That's got to be because you had 4 billion. So it was like one that was like stood out the most, or one of a bunch that stood out the most. You could probably ask me that, and you'd have 5 different ones.
The one that really overwhelmed me, and thank God was actually walking with me on this one. It took me about 4 months to really feel that I had picked up this method.
So you're going back a long time ago.
I teach this, and as long as you really want to learn it, you'll learn it. All you have to do is have the discipline and a lot of practice.
And, you know, in all the good trades, it's like that.
Yeah, and it was about 4 months. My neighbor called me up and he said, I've got a couple sitting here. They were very long, good friends of his. He said, they've got a real situation. I wonder if you could come over and help them. I thought, sure. You know, you reach a point where you start feeling real flamboyant. You know, you're kind of full of yourself.
A little
cocky. So I went over there. They were sitting very sadly on the sofa. They had one daughter who was about 2 years old at the time, and she'd had about 6 heart surgeries in her little life. They had gone through genetic testing, and they were told, you really shouldn't have another biological child. This is congenital. It's hereditary. Every child is going to be born with this severe heart abnormality. Now, remember, I am feeling very confident. She was sitting there 7 weeks pregnant, and their doctor had arranged an abortion, a therapeutic abortion, for the following week.
A DNC.
And they wanted to know if they should go through with it. And I did my cards, and I swear to you, I'm not embellishing here. My card said, you're going to have another girl. She's going to be born perfectly normal.
That's got to be scary, like you said, when you have those.
And so that was back before you were like...
It was like in 82, 83.
And medical science still wasn't really... Medical science was just learning about genetics a little bit.
And they decided not to go through with the abortion. And I remember the neighbor come running over months down the road. And he said, you will never guess. She gave birth to a girl and it's normal. And I was like, oh, thank you, Lord.
I mean, what would have happened if they came to you and said, hey, this is the reading you gave me and something's wrong with her?
Got
oh, my God, it could have been really bad.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I really don't know.
Okay.
Got one.
All right.
And we're down to 5 minutes, but you can do this probably pretty quick.
Make it fast.
Really quick. And Lady R, international shout out from South Africa.
Yay!
This is my work contract is ending this month. Will it get renewed or will I get a new one? Like a different work contract. I'm a new one from, I guess, somewhere else. Or a new contract, maybe not just renew the one they have, but have a brand new one.
I always saw good things for her in South Africa there.
She mentioned that in the past.
Yeah, and then I see that eventually she will move to the UK.
We're coming up on the 5-minute mark.
Okay.
So you both know, Lady R and you, so you know that we're going to have to be lickety-split on the card flipping. I decided to talk Irish for some reason.
Yeah.
Lady R from South Africa.
We've had a little Lucky Charms in here tonight.
All right. Hey, we're going to get some corned beef soon because they're starting to go on sale.
On sale.
I
love corned beef.
Yeah,
I love
you do. Yeah, we're going to buy a couple.
We're doing it.
We're going to get two.
Had a pub, Gaelic pub, and every single St. Patty's Day, even though it's Irish and not Gaelic, we're just saying. We did a whole thing. It was awesome.
Yep.
I miss it.
ADR, I don't know if the situation down there is as bad as it is up here, but our medical industry, we'll call it, okay, the whole medical industry is so exhausted, burnt out. I mean, they are really having trouble holding on to people. For you, oh, they would be crazy to let you go. Of course I feel they're going to renew you. Now,
either renew or give her a new contract, but they're not going to chomp her.
No, but the thing is, there comes a point here where I think that you are going to need to go in front of whoever's in charge there and ask for more.
Yeah, a raise or a different, larger position.
Yeah.
Something, you've been there a long time.
And you have that right.
You do.
Yeah, contracts, interviews, all that stuff. That's a two-way thing.
Because I think they're trying to go with the status quo, where, yeah, we'll renew your contract.
They're a business. They want to pay the least
amount. Don't ask for another penny. Right.
They're not going to say, oh, we should give you more if you don't ask for it.
No, but I'll tell you, if they find out that she's looking elsewhere. I had a client that I did a reading with this past week, and she said as soon as they found out she was looking, oh, they were ready to roll out a red carpet for her.
Yeah.
She said still busy with the UK process because she's looking at that.
Okay.
But otherwise, COVID is currently manageable. So it's like everywhere it's starting to tone down.
It's getting ready
for next flu season is why.
Sure. So
okay, we're down to the just under 3 minutes.
You're not going to be unemployed. But I feel that this might be the last contract before you skedaddle. Or something much better. And it's going to be extremely satisfying and so fulfilling when you do make that move. And I honor you for having that kind of courage. What do you think, Veronica?
For sure. Making changes and decisions in life is really, really hard.
Well, and to pull up stakes.
To pull up and just go, you know, screw it, I'm out of here.
That takes real courage.
It takes real
courage.
I do not have, right.
So I hope you keep us posted, and I know it's super late for you there.
It's super early. Well, it's super late. You're right. Yeah,
so I hope you get some shut-eye and sweet dreams for you.
Here is your rebel.
Okay.
Stand by for Rebel Curl Reading, and we appreciate you stopping by.
Yeah.
You do you. Stop trying to change people. That shiz never worked. Shiz meaning the poo-poo word, just saying.
Yeah, that crap.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think she needs to start advocating for herself.
Yes, and it's cool that she's still looking at the UK, so she's not limiting herself to one thing.
I agree.
All right, we're down to a minute and a half.
All right, want to just send out a big thank you to everybody. We've had a lot of you that are listening that are not coming forward vocal. That's fine. We know you're out there, and you're finding out as you keep joining us that we don't script a thing.
Yep, and sorry, Lisa, she rolled in like with less than three minutes left. It's less than 2 minutes left. So we can't catch
it. It's bad news, but you can catch us on Monday.
You're welcome, Lady R. Thank you. You're welcome.
Yep. On Monday, we'll be on For the Soul, which is here on Blog Talk Radio.
Under a minute.
Yeah, we'll be there at 6 p.m. Eastern, so try to join us then. I want to leave you with a few wonderful words of my grandmother. She always said, to dream is to believe. Once you believe, all things are possible. So take care, everybody. Have faith.